You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Bafa Timbi Gomis to score and Swansea to win 4-1. Romelu Lukaku to score and Everton to win is 6-1. Roberto Martinez has actually done well with Everton when going to his former club. Won a couple and drawn a couple. And Everton overall have an overwhelming record against Swansea. Swansea have just won one of their previous 23 meetings against Everton in all competitions. They have to, Swansea, bounce back from that 1-0 loss against Watford as well. While Everton fans, Lee, will of course be ecstatic at the manner of their victory against Chelsea last weekend.
Unbelievable, wasn't it? Naismith, who we haven't even given a mention this season, comes on as sub and has the greatest day of his career.
He was your man crush last year, wasn't he, for a lot of the time?
He couldn't. I mean, he must look back and go, I wasn't even meant to play, and I've gone and grabbed everything he hit. And it's funny, I love the Mourinho stuff afterwards. I know everyone's not a big fan of Mourinho, but I thought it was just so funny afterwards. He's like basically saying everything that anyone hits goes in. He said, we even turned up to do the pre-match stats and the computer wouldn't work. you can't blame the computer. Can you imagine Ron, Derek? Computer? What do you mean computer? Ah, you see. But it was an unbelievable result. I must admit, I've been down on Everton. They haven't done an awful lot wrong, have they, so far this season? You know, the Man City, losing 2-0 at home to Man City, you know, not the end of the world. The Watford result was poor. You know, I thought they shouldn't have been conceding two goals at home to Watford, but they've beaten Southampton away, they've beaten Chelsea at home, 0-0 draw at Tottenham. Not much to dislike there. I'm half tempted to go for them to win at Swansea here at 11-5. But I'm going to take the fact that they've given us a decent price in Everton, and play the draw no bet here, because I think the draw is a big player. So 11-8 Everton draw no bet. I think, as you said, Everton have always managed to get decent results. I think Moyes was one of the first managers to figure Swansea out early on, you know, and that if you press them really hard and you get stuck into them, then you know you can upset that rhythm that they managed to achieve. And I think Everton might adopt the same kind of tactic here, not a particularly Martinez type tactic, but I think they'll get amongst Swansea and unsettle them. So Everton draw no bet for me at 11-8.
Derek, both locked together on 8 points, these two sides. It's an intriguing one, this one. Looking forward to this game.
Yeah, what Lee mentioned there, and just in his parting shot, was dead right. It was Ron Atkinson, who first mentioned that. Everton's tactics under David Moyes against Swansea, they negated everything Swansea were good at. And it would be, you can't believe they'd do anything different, even though it's a different manager. Surely the long-standing Everton players will say, listen, we know how to handle Swansea. Yeah. We've done it season after season. And I think they're a decent price, considering the way they played against Chelsea last week, which was excellent. Whereas Swansea were diabolical by all accounts. The manager, Gary Monk, couldn't believe how poor they were. So, you know, we've given Newcastle a merciful stick for their last game. Why shouldn't we give the same to Swansea? Because they were just as bad in their performance against Watford and Everton at a backable price here. I think Everton will win.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.